Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Everyone, welcome to Here's Your Health with me, yours truly, Dr. D. It is so awesome to have you guys join me on tonight. It's kind of chilly outside, and that's a good thing, you know, because to be on the inside, it's such a wonderful feeling, and we can be so grateful and appreciative and thankful to God for the warmth. You know, when you go outside and you're working around in the yard like I've been doing for the past couple of days, getting up the leaves. No, I'm not complaining about the leaves, because one thing for sure, this past summer I was not complaining when they were on the trees and they were all beautiful and giving me shade. So now I'm not complaining, because they're in their transition mode, and the cycle is starting all over again. So yeah, I'm ecstatic. I feel great. How are you guys feeling tonight? I hope everybody is really feeling good. Had a good day. No, I take that back. Had an awesome day. Had a blessed day today. Got a chance to get out and go and to the nursing homes and visit some of the sick and shut in today. And that is always such a rewarding honor. It's such a rewarding privilege when you can get out and go visit somebody that's less fortunate than you are. You know, sometimes we so take things for granted. We just get up, pop up, go about our day, put on our clothes, our shoes, get us something to eat. But when you see people that have to wait on others to assist them, it's really that, you know, it just brings you to a point of just gratitude. And I'm so thankful to God tonight for all that He has allowed me to accomplish in this day. I thank God for my prayer partner. We were out today, and it's so rewarding. When you come back in, you know, you just want to just say, thank you, Lord. I'm so grateful. So I just had to say that. I had to say that. That was in my heart, and I had to say that. But for those of you that are joining us tonight for your first time, let me tell you a little bit about me. I am a naturopathic doctor, a N.D. I am not a medical doctor. I am not a medical doctor. I am a naturopathic doctor. And that means that I use natural and holistic modalities, such as prayer, herbs, whole food, good alkaline water, exercise, rather than synthetic drugs to help the body heal and repair and maintain itself. You know, the body has an intrinsic ability to be able to heal and maintain itself. And all we do is to help assist in that process. I am also a raw food chef instructor. I hold certifications in herbology. I'm a master herbalist. Also in nutrition, I'm a dried blood cell analysis. And I said all that to simply say this: your good health is my business. I do offer consultations, raw food classes, and just go to my website. Take a look at my website, www.yourgoodhealth.info, and see some of the good things and products that I offer. On this evening, we're going to share some things with you. Before we get started, I want to share a recipe with you that I've been sharing with some of my family members and friends and relatives and acquaintances. And it's an awesome little recipe for this time of the year when we're eating our organic apples. It's a caramel. It's a recipe for caramel, but it's mock caramel. It has no milk, no dairy, or anything like that in it. In fact, it only has about 3 ingredients, and those ingredients are dates, medjool dates. I love organic medjool dates. I like them to just snack on. They are so delicious. Sometimes I'll make a stuffing. I'll stuff them with nuts and olives and put these things together. You know, sometimes that sweet, salty taste just gets the taste bud. Even thinking about it, my taste buds are starting to salivate. But I'll take them sometime and stuff them with a mixture of dates and nuts and different things like that and just leave them sitting around. And sometimes if I want a little snack, I'll take one and eat it. And, oh, it is so be delicious. But this caramel, this mock caramel recipe is so good. Your children will love it. You will love it. The grandkids will love it. And what we try to do, or what we, you know, try to encourage others to do as well as ourselves, is to consume more fruits and vegetables. We just don't consume enough fruits and vegetables. So this is a way to get the kids to eat apples, and they'll love it because they'll think that they're eating caramel, and it's actually dates. But don't tell them. They don't need to know that. So what you do is you take about a half a cup of medjool dates and soak them in water for about 2 hours. Just let them sit. Remember to remove the pits. Take the pits out, in fact, before you soak them. And just soak them for about 2 hours in some good water. And then you remove them from the water. You want to take about a, if you use a half a cup, then use about enough water just to cover the dates, just so the top of the dates are just below the surface of the water. And if you use a whole cup of dates, you do the exact same thing, just enough water to cover the dates. Okay, and after they soak, remember to remove the pits beforehand, because sometimes if you don't, you forget. And then you'll put them in the processor, and you'll hear all this clinging around, and those little things are really hard. So remove the dates first before you soak them in your water. And you remove them from the water in about 2 hours. You put them in the food processor. And you use some of the water that the dates were soaking in, and you put a little bit of the water in there, and you get it, you wait until it becomes the consistency that you want it. Sometimes I want my caramel kind of thick, my mock caramel kind of thick. Sometimes I like it kind of thin. So you be the judge of it. Take about a half a teaspoon of non-alcohol vanilla in the liquid form, or you can use the vanilla bean. I love the vanilla bean because it's so flavorful. It's so much more poignant. So if I'm going to use the vanilla bean, I'll use maybe a half a vanilla bean. If I wanted to really taste really vanilla-y, then I'll use the whole bean, the whole vanilla bean, the inside. And you put all of that in the food processor, and you just process it until it's completely smooth. It'll even begin to look like caramel, really nice, rich caramel. You don't have to add any kind of sugar, any kind of sweetener, no agave or nothing, because the dates themselves are so sweet and juicy. So just take them and put everything in the processor, and use your water, and don't pour too much water at one time. Just kind of, you know, spiritually put it in there a little bit at a time, little bit at a time, pour a little bit at a time. And then once it gets the consistency that you want it, then no more water. Don't put any more water in it. But then take some nice apples, some Fujis. Fujis are the sweetest on the sweet scale for apples. Fujis are the sweetest, and then it's the Honey Crisp, and then the Gala, and the from the tart end, it's the Granny Smith, the Pink Lady, and the Red Delicious and Golden in that area. Now, sometimes this caramel mixture is awesome on a nice tart Granny Smith, because then, once again, you got that tart and sweet. Okay, but just take you some apples and slice them up. Wash them really good and slice them up. Leave the skin on. That's why we purchase organic. Well, that's one reason, but leave the skin on. Don't peel them. And then just lay them out on a plate. And if you're going to have them sitting for a while, just put them in a little lemon water so that, you know, they won't get that brown effect on them, because you want them to look all nice and pretty. You don't want that carbon dioxide effect to set in, turn all brown. So just slice them up, put them on the plate, and then take your caramel and put it in the end of a plastic bag and just snip the end of the plastic bag, and then take your mock caramel and just drizzle it all over the apples. And your family will love them. You will love them. It's such an awesome treat. And that's, we have to, you know, think of innovative ways to try to get our family to eat more fruits and vegetables. And this is an awesome way to do it. This is one awesome way to do it. Tonight I'd also like to share some information. This is some information that I have concerning your blood type. Do you know what your blood type is? Then if you do, let me share something with you tonight concerning your blood type. According to the Japanese Institute that does research on different blood types, there are certain personality traits that seem to match up with certain blood types. Now, let's see how you rate. If your blood type is type O, you want to be a leader. And when you see something you want, you keep striving until you achieve it. You are a trendsetter, and you're loyal, you're passionate, and you're very self-confident. Your weaknesses include vanity, jealousy, and a tendency to be too competitive. That's if you're the type O blood type, okay? If you're the type A, you like harmony and peace, organization. You work well with others, and you're sensitive, but you're also patient, and you're affectionate. Among your weaknesses are stubbornness and an inability to relax. That's the type A blood type. Type B. If you're a type B blood type, you're a rugged individual who's straightforward. You're very straightforward, and you like to do things your own way. You're creative, yet flexible, and you adapt easily to any situation. But your insistence on being independent can sometimes go too far and become a weakness. That's type B. Type AB, you're cool, you're controlled, you're generally well-liked, and always put people at ease. You're a natural entertainer who's tactful, and you're also very fair. But you tend to be standoffish, blunt, and have difficulty making decisions. Now, they don't have any of the other ones like O positive and different ones like that. But these are just the four, the O, type O, the type A, the type B, and the type AB. Okay, so those, if that's your blood type, then they say this is your personality trait. I don't know how true that is. I'm not even going to tell you what blood type I am. Do you think you can guess what blood type I am? A little information. Are you having trouble going to sleep at night, getting to sleep? Well, you can do what I'm doing now. I'm having me a nice warm cup of molasses tea. It's just simply a tablespoon of molasses and some hot water, and it's a tea. And it has a lot of potassium in it. And if you don't like that, you can just simply eat a banana. Bananas are rich with potassium and also magnesium, and they are a natural muscle relaxant. Bananas are really a good source, one of the best sources it is for potassium and magnesium. They also contain the amino acid L-tryptophan, which get converted to 5-HTP in the brain. And this 5-HTP, in turn, converts to serotonin. And serotonin is a relaxing neurotransmitter, and melatonin. So it's all, eat your banana prior to going to bed, and it's supposed to really help you sleep like a baby. I don't know, because I don't have any trouble sleeping. I really don't. My days are so active until I was just saying tonight, I said, ooh. And you know what? What do you say when you talk to yourself? You know, a lot of times we have really destructive conversations with ourselves. Oh, I've had such a restless day. I probably won't sleep a wink tonight. Words have power. Life and death, death and life is in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Watch the conversation you're having with yourself. When I was preparing for the show, I was telling myself, oh, I'm going to sleep like a baby tonight. I feel it. I feel so relaxed. I am really going to sleep well tonight. So prepare yourself before bedtime. Prepare yourself for bed. Prepare yourself for sleep by talking sleep talk to yourself. You know, turn the TV off. You'd be surprised how that light from the TV won't allow you to settle down and go to sleep. And just when you, have you ever been watching TV and just when you thought you was falling off to sleep, you heard a commercial about something and it will wake you up, and there you go all over again. It's so important that we get our proper amount of sleep, rest. There's a reason that we get the amount of sleep that we do or don't. If you're a person that don't sleep well, start taking an assessment of just some of the things that you do habitually during the day and up until leading into night. One thing I did about, I think it was maybe 7 or so years ago, I removed the TV from my bedroom. When I go into my bedroom, my body knows that I'm going to go to sleep. I mean, you know, unless I'm going to change clothes or something like that. But at night, my body knows when I go into my bedroom, I'm going in there for one thing and one thing only, and that's to go to sleep. So you have to prepare yourself for sleep, just like you do for anything else. Get ready for it. Prepare for it. And start telling yourself, oh, I can feel it. Oh, I'm just going to sleep so good tonight. And you will find yourself sleeping really good. I hope you're drinking your water. I hope you're getting ample amount of water. Because, you know, as incredible as it seems, water is quite possibly the single most important catalyst in everything, every bodily function, and really important as far as losing weight, especially if you want to lose weight or, as we say, release weight and keep it off. Now, although most of us take it for granted that water may be the only true magic potion for permanent weight loss, let me share something with you. Water suppresses the appetite naturally and helps the body to metabolize stored fat. Studies have shown that a decrease in water intake will cause fat deposits to increase, while an increase in water intake can actually reduce fat deposits. I know you're asking yourself, how is that? Here's why. The kidneys can't function properly without enough water. And when they don't work to capacity, some of their load is dumped where? onto the liver. One of the liver's primary functions is to metabolize stored fat into usable energy for the body. But if the liver has to do some of the kidneys' work, it can't operate at its full throttle. So as a result, it metabolizes less fat. In fact, less fat and more fat remains stored in the body, and then weight loss stops. So it's important that you drink enough water. Drinking enough water is also the best treatment for fluid retention. When the body gets less water, it perceives that it's a threat to survival, and it begins to hold on to every drop of water. Water is stored in the outer cell, the outside cell, and this shows up as what? Swollen feet, swollen legs, and swollen hands. We have got to start drinking more water. And a lot of times, if you have swollen feet and swollen hands, you begin to swell, swollen legs, you go to the doctor, and the doctor will give you a diuretic. And it'll offer a temporary solution at best, but they force out stored water along with some very essential nutrients. And then again, the body perceives a threat and will replace the lost water at the first opportunity again. So thus, the condition quickly returns. So you have to drink enough water, and you need to drink good water. I'm a proponent for alkaline water. I drink alkaline water, and alkaline water has been a blessing in my life. Because I used to have swollen ankles, and I never knew exactly why, but when I began to drink really good alkaline water and a sufficient amount of it, I no longer had problems with swollen ankles. Now, the best way to overcome the problem of water retention is to give your body what it needs, plenty of water, and then, and only then, will stored water be released. Another thing about water, a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of controversy as to just how much water you should drink. Some say half your body weight in ounces of water per day. Some say 10 8-ounce glasses per day. I say when you're thirsty, drink water, not a pop. In fact, this month, there was the National Kidney Foundation, I believe it was, called a stay on drinking soda pop. They asked everybody to refrain from drinking soda pop for the complete month of November. And I thought that was such an awesome thing because I said if we can do it just for November, maybe that might cause a reason for you to say, you know what, I did it for a month, I don't need it anymore. So it's just something to, it's something to think about. Now, if you have a constant problem with water retention, you may also want to look at excess salt. If you're eating an abundance of sodium, and table salt is nothing but a chemical. Please throw away the table salt. It is absolutely no good for you. Your body will tolerate sodium only in certain concentrations. And the more salt you eat, the more water your system retains because it's trying to dilute it. So back off the salt. By getting rid of unneeded salt, it's really easy. Just drink more water because it's forced through the kidneys and it takes away the excess sodium. So also drink more water. Did you know that the overweight person need more water than the thin one? And that's simply because larger people have larger metabolic loads. And since we know that water is a key to fat metabolism, it would follow that the overweight person need more water. Drink more water. Try drinking a glass of water before about maybe 30 to 35 minutes before you have dinner, before you have lunch. And you'll find that you won't eat as much. You won't have a tendency to eat as much as you do if you just go right into your meal when you're hungry. Because do you know that a lot of times if you're not hungry, you're thirsty? And if you eat, if you have a nice glass of water before you have your meal, you'll find a lot of times you're not as hungry as you thought you were. Water is also very important to help maintain proper muscle tone because it gives the muscles their a natural ability to contract, and by preventing dehydration. So it's very important if you're doing any kind of workout, if you're exercising, even walking, you need more water. Water also helps to prevent, let me get a sip of my tea. It helps to prevent the sagging skin that usually follows weight loss. Shrinking cells are they're put at bay by water, because water plumps up the skin. It also leaves the skin clear, healthy, and resilient. Look in the mirror. Do you have a lot of splashes and blackheads and things like that, pimples in your skin and your face? Drink more water. Water flushes the system, and it does wonders for your complexion. Did you know that your brain is 75% water? The blood is 83% water. Your bones are 22% water. The liver is 86% water. Your muscles are about 75% water. And your kidneys are about 83% water. We need water. There's a reason why God put... Do you know that? Listen, let me share something with you. You'll find that if you drink more water during the course of the day, you'll be able to tell when you have ample water. How? Look at your pee. When you use the bathroom, when you urinate, look down at your pee. What color is it? Is it deep gold? If it is, you're not drinking ample water. Is it smelly? Does it have a smelly sulfur type stench to it? You're not drinking enough water. Water helps rid the body of waste, so it's very important to get adequate water. Adequate water helps to flush waste from the body. So you want to start drinking more water because it's so important to us. Tonight I wanted to share some things with you. You know, we take good care of our bodies. We eat well. I'm a vegan. I'm vegetarian. I eat organic mostly. And a lot of times we don't stop to think about the products that we use in our homes, to clean and disinfect and keep our homes healthy and clean. We don't think about the products that we use. And there are so many awesome green products on the market. Nature Sunshine has a complete line of green products. They're inexpensive, but you can just about get them anywhere. Kroger's. Did you know that Kroger's has an awesome line of green products? Paper towel, dishwashing detergent, laundry soap, the whole gamut. They have a complete line. You know, that Nature Sunshine has an awesome line. Go to my website, click on Nature Sunshine, take a look at some of their products, or go to Kroger's and pick up a few of their products. But if we work hard to keep our bodies healthy, why shouldn't we work just as hard to keep our homes healthy? You can keep your homes clean and healthy with some simple ingredients. When I was at home, my mother used things like baking soda and white vinegar and cornstarch and lemon juice and things like that in our home. And that's what I want to share with you tonight. I want to share with you some tips on how to keep your home healthy and clean at the same time. And it's inexpensive, extremely effective. So just take a look at what you can do with things like I just mentioned, like white vinegar and baking soda and cornstarch, lemon juice, rubbing alcohol, hydrogen peroxide, olive oil, club soda, cream of tartar, and the walnut. You ready? Okay, here we go. I hope you got your pencils and paper. You know I tell you every week, get your pencils and paper because you just might hear something you want to jot down. Okay? For the kitchen, let's start in the kitchen. White vinegar is a natural deodorizer, and it absorbs rather than cover up odors. You know, some sprays you can buy, and you spray them in the air, and it kind of like cover up an odor, but then you can still smell a hint of the original odor there. Well, white vinegar, it's a natural deodorizer. It cleans the countertops, any kind of exterior surfaces, the floors, and you do this by mixing 1 cup of water and 1 cup of white vinegar, not the apple cider vinegar. You know, the apple cider vinegar is what we use internally. That we'll talk about that another time, you know, but tonight I'm talking about the white vinegar, the distilled vinegar. And you put it in a spray bottle, and that replaces all of these, what do you call them, the sprays that kill the germs and the bacteria and things like that. This replaces that. Just distill vinegar and water. By adding the white vinegar to your dishwasher, it gets rid of water spots on your glasses. You don't have to go buy that expensive dishwashing liquid and powders that claim they remove water spots. Just get you some good vinegar. It doesn't even have to be good vinegar, just some vinegar. And you put it in your dishwater, it gets rid of all the water spots. And you fill the reservoir in your dishwasher for a rinsing agent with the vinegar, to remove any kind of grease and grime from your pots and your pan. Mix 2.5 cups of baking soda with 1/2 cup of salt and 2 tablespoons of cream of tartar. This will remove any kind of grease and grime from your pots and pans. For to clean any kind of stainless steel sinks, you can use this very inexpensive paste. Mix 3 teaspoons of cream of tartar with 1 teaspoon of hydrogen peroxide, and you rub it on with a cloth. And after it's been on for a little while, just rub it really good, rub it in, and then rinse it. And watch that sink shine like nobody's business. It's awesome. You can, by pouring baking soda and white vinegar into the kitchen sink drain, it keeps the drain clean, and it also keeps it smelling good. So that's a little tip for your kitchen drain. For the bathroom, you can use white vinegar to scrub the inside of the toilet bowl, and it helps to remove any kind of hard water deposits and soap scum, and it's also an excellent sanitizer. You can sprinkle baking soda on a wet sponge to clean bathtub rings, and again, it's an excellent sanitizer. And you know what? You can get baking soda at the dollar store, and it's awesome for cleaning. And you don't have to worry about the Ajax and all this other harmful and harsh chemicals in the house. You don't have to worry about that. In your living room. Now, this is what my mother used to do, and I would laugh so hard when she did this, but you know what? Wow, history sure repeats itself, don't it? Because I found myself doing this. This is something that I do. A furniture polish. This is how you can make your awesome furniture polish. Use 1 cup of olive oil, and it shines, and it protects the wood. And 1/2 cup of lemon juice. The lemon juice dissolves the dirt, and it gets rid of all the smudges. You mix these two ingredients in a spray bottle, or you can put in a bowl, or, you know, you can rub it on the furniture with a cloth. And then you use another soft cotton cloth, and you just wipe it and shine it, wipe it dry. And you will have one of the most beautifulest shines on your wood furniture than you can ever imagine. Now, you can use some club soda to remove any kind of carpet stains. And all you do is just simply pour a small amount onto the stain, and you rub it with a cloth, and then you wipe it away, and the stain is gone. Wipe it away with a dry cloth, and it's gone. You can rub 1/2 of a walnut on wood furniture to cover any kind of scratches. This actually works, y'all. It really does. Because the natural oil will blend with the finish of the wood, a walnut. In your laundry, add 1 cup of white vinegar to your washing machine's rinse cycle, and it softens your clothes. And this is especially great for anybody in your family that may have sensitive skin. These are things that my mother used, and I'm telling you, her laundry, when she would hang her sheets and things out on the line, they would be so beautiful and white. And she would use things like white vinegar. You could add a cup of lemon juice to the wash cycle, and it will whiten your clothes like you would not believe. For the mirrors, this is a good one for the mirrors. You can mix 1 cup of rubbing alcohol, 1 cup of water, and 1 tablespoon of white vinegar, and use it on your mirrors, use it on your chrome fixtures, on all the little faucet handles and things like that, on windows. And or another recipe is to use 1/4 of a cup of white vinegar, 1 tablespoon of cornstarch, and 2 cups of warm water, and you will have windows and mirrors that are so bright and clean and shiny, and you won't believe it. You gotta try it. For any kind of odors that you may have, place 1 cup of vinegar in a room, and it will get rid of odor. 1 cup. You can sprinkle baking soda in the bottom of the kitchen trash can. I put it in the bottom of my trash can before I put the bag in, and then sometimes I'll sprinkle a little bit in the bag itself. You can boil lemon juice or lemon slices to get rid of any kind of smell of any kind of burnt food. And then that way you don't have to spray all these aerosol sprays. Next time you purchase a can or in the store, don't purchase it. But the next time you're in the store, look at the ingredients on some of these aerosol air fresheners. It'll blow your mind. You can't even pronounce them. So you wonder, what in the world is it? And you spread into the air, and then you're breathing it, and it's going all up into your thalamus and everything else, and we wonder why we have some of these problems that we do. All of these, we are daily being bombarded with chemicals. And I'm not talking about just chemicals that, you know, we have control over. Like some of these things, we have control over what we bring into our home. Now, there's some instances when we don't. When we walk outside and, you know, we smelling the carbon fumes from a car and things like that. Okay, the carbon monoxide fumes and the ozone layers. Okay, that's a different thing. But when you literally purchase these products and bring them into your home, and then you're using all these laundry detergents that's got all this different stuff in it, and the dryer sheets and things like that, when there are so many more natural ways to do it. If you want to find some other safe, natural tips to cleaning, go to safenaturaltips.com/cleaning. That's safenaturaltips.com/cleaning. Those are just a few I wanted to share with you tonight. Oh, there's so many others. For your skin, for your to soak. We all knew about the Epsom salt with soaking in. But listen to this. You can add a half a cup of baking soda to a hot bathtub for a relaxing soak. Now, the baking soda will neutralize any kind of body odor. It clears away perspiration, and it softens your skin. Soaking in baking soda is particularly good for skin with any kind of rashes and sores or skin that is itchy and any kind of dry patches. Baking soda. To cleanse your hair, do you have this oily buildup in your hair? Sprinkle 1/4 size dose of baking soda into your shampoo. Mix it up in your palm and wash your hair as usual. It'll be squeaky clean, you know. And we know that you can use it as toothpaste. Sprinkle a little bit on your toothbrush instead of all this toothpaste that has all this sodium lauryl sulfate in it. You know, and it does the same thing. It freshens your mouth. It cleans your teeth. And then take a tablespoon of baking soda and a half a glass of water and just use it as a mouthwash. Swish it around in your mouth and spit it out. You can also use it as a deodorizer for your underarm. And trust me, it absorbs odor instead of just masking the odor. It absorbs the odor. So those are just some things I wanted to share with you tonight on using natural remedies, using natural alternatives to, you know, keeping our home healthy and fresh and clean. We don't have to use all these chemicals. Let's get away from using so many chemicals in our wash. For those of you, I've had some emails from those of you asking me about situations with your knees. And I want to share something with you. Horsetail is one powerful herb for your knees. If you have any kind of issue with your knees, get you some horsetail. Why? Horsetail strengthens the connective tissue to your knees. And it'll take about a month or so before you start. Listen, herbs are not like pharmaceutical drugs. It takes time. It takes a little time. But be patient. It's so very worth it. You don't have the side effects that you do when you're taking pharmaceutical drugs. So just be patient and give your body a chance to do and time to do what it will do so well. God made our body so that it will heal itself. If you don't believe it, get a scratch. Scrape your hand. And before you know it, there's a little scab. We are so fearfully and wonderfully made. God is so good. But horsetail is so good for any kind of knee problem. And like I said, it's going to take about a month before you, and take it consistently. Not today and maybe next, oh, I forgot about it, let me take a little bit more. Take it consistently. After about a year, I guarantee you, your knees will be stronger and you will be grateful every time you go to take a step. It's so important to know that there are other alternatives. You know, we don't always, am I against doctors? Absolutely, positively not. You know, I tell you guys all the time, if God forbid something should happen, accident or whatever, you got a broken toe or leg or whatever, don't have the ambulance bring you here to me, to have them take you to the nearest hospital. You see, there's a time and a place for medicine. When you got a cold, when you got a sore throat, that's the time to reach into your kitchen cabinet. That's the time to pull out the garlic. That's the time to pull out the cayenne and the honey. You see, you don't need an antibiotic, not a pharmaceutical antibiotic for the common cold, for a sore throat. Honey and cayenne pepper and garlic will do the job. The thing is catching this. You know, sometimes we'll sit and say things like, oh, I feel myself coming down, feel like I'm trying to. That's the time to start working on whatever it is. This is the time of the year that we should be building our immune system. You know, a couple of weeks ago I did a show on some herbs that everybody should have in their herbal arsenal, in your arsenal for winter. And one of them was astragalus. Another was echinacea. Another was elderberry. We should have these herbs on hand. You should be taking these herbs right now. The other day when I left a boot camp, I'll exercise in the morning, 5:30 in the morning. As soon as I stepped outside, I felt this cold chill run down the back of my neck. I said, it's time for me to go home and start working on myself. And I nipped it in the bud. Please take care of yourself. Please take care of yourself. We have got to take control of our health. We have got to take care of ourselves because you don't want to end up in a hospital. Not unless it's absolutely necessary that you be there, but you don't want to be in the hospital. I told you a little early about apple cider vinegar as opposed to the vinegar that we use to clean with. Let me tell you a couple of benefits of apple cider vinegar. Apple cider vinegar reduces sinus infection and sore throat. It balances high cholesterol. It cures skin conditions such as acne and eczema. It protects against food poisoning. It fights allergies in both humans and animals. Once or twice a week, I give my men pen a little apple cider vinegar in her water. She tears it up. She loves it. It prevents muscle fatigue and after you exercise. It strengthens the immune system, it increases stamina, it increases the metabolism, and it promotes weight loss. Put a little bit in your water, that glass of water that you're going to drink before you have your lunch or your dinner. Put a little bit in there, put a tablespoon in there. It improves the digestion. It's a complete least heal all for constipation. It alleviates any kind of symptoms of arthritis and gout. You know, the gout we get from all that uric acid, from eating all that animal flesh. Yep. It prevents bladder stones and urinary tract infections. Whew, that's some good stuff. Not to mention that it will totally do away with any kind of bad breath. Yep. So, ladies, it's good for that cellulite. You know them little dimples in the thighs, and it's good for that. Any kind of stomach problem, it's good for that. Good old apple cider vinegar. And the brand that I use is Bragg's. Keep it. Keep it. Keep it in the house all times. Garlic, keep it in the house at all times. I can't say enough about garlic. Garlic is so powerful never, ever run out of garlic. Did you know that 4 cloves of garlic is equivalent to a dose of penicillin? That's just how powerful it is. It lowers blood pressure. It's been proven to lower the LDL cholesterol, and it raises the HDL cholesterol. Yep. Oh, my goodness, where did the time go? The clock on the wall tonight says that it's time to get up out of here, you guys. Listen, Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. We're here every Tuesday from 9 to 10, sharing accurate and thorough information with you guys. For those of you that are not getting your recommended daily allowance of fruit and vegetables, and this is the time of the year that we really need to be getting our fruits and vegetables, please go to my website. Take a look at a product that's called Juice Plus. It is not a supplement. It is a whole food nutritional product. We don't have a supplement deficiency. We have a whole food nutrition deficiency. Take a look at it. Next week on my show, my guest is going to be Denise Strauss. She's the owner of the Viva Wellness Center. She is my colonic hydrotherapist. And she's going to be on sharing with us some information concerning colonics. Do you know what a colonic is? Do you know what colon hydrotherapy is? Why should you have a colonic? Do you know the difference between a closed colonic and an open system colonic? Denise is going to educate us next Tuesday. So with that being said, everybody, I just want to thank you so very much for tuning in to Here's to Your Health tonight with me, Dr. D. Once again, please go to my website, take a look around, www.4yourgoodhealth.info. Got questions? Give me a call, 734-895-1940. Drop me an email at ybpo411@yahoo.com. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight, guys. I love you. God bless you. Have sweet sleep tonight. Don't forget to pray for Israel. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for God's people everywhere. Pray one for another. Pray for me as I pray for you. God bless you. I love you. Come on back next Tuesday. We'll do it again. Good night. tonight, Janice. Go to bed.